Today we're going to conclude on our series on experiencing the grace of God, how to experience more of His grace in our lives. And the thing I want to talk about today is also so important, something that will help us to effortlessly experience more of what God has available for us in life. You know, and that is God's desire. And His grace has different expressions and manifestations. And He wants us to experience His grace in all areas of life. And what we're going to look at today will help us to experience His grace in all areas of life. And today I want to talk about the love of God. It's so important for us to know that we are loved by God. The Bible even says that faith works through love. You see, as we know that we are loved by our Father, faith will operate in our lives. And as we saw this week, even faith is necessary to experience the grace of God. But many times, all the things we need or desire start with knowing that we are loved by God, getting a revelation of our unconditional love that the Father has for us. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 18 to 19, and this was Paul praying for the Ephesians, and he says there, or he prays for them, and may you have a power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So he prays for the Ephesian believers here to really have a revelation of the love of God. He says it's too great to understand fully, but yet we can experience it. But then he ends over by saying, as we get a revelation of the love of God and as we experience His love, we will be made full with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. So that's the terms that he uses there. But can you see that knowing we are loved by God will help us to experience all the wonderful things that God has for us in life, including His grace and different expressions and manifestations of His grace in our lives. So if you don't know you are loved by God, why don't you pray the prayer that Paul prayed there? Why don't you ask the Father to show you how much He loves you? God already demonstrated His love for us in sending Jesus to die for us while we were yet sinners, is what the Bible says. But we can ask Him for a revelation of the love that He has for us. The Bible also says in Ephesians 6 verse 24, may God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul is just saying, may God's grace be upon people who love Jesus. But you see, even our love for God is just a reflection of the love that He has for us. It's just an indicator that we know we are loved by Him. Because the Bible says we love Him because He first loved us. So it always starts with knowing we are loved by God. And if you know you are loved by the Creator of the universe, it will give you boldness, it will give you faith, it will give you many things that's necessary to experience the grace of God. But know today that God has grace available for you in life in all areas. He desires for you more than you do to experience that grace. And knowing you are loved will help you to experience His great and abundant grace in your life. You are highly favored and deeply loved.